KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the latest local news, police in Red Oak say they arrested 18-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton of Red Oak this morning on alcohol-related charges. Hamilton was taken into custody at around 1:25 a.m. in the 300 block of East Valley Street of Red Oak on charges of contributing to the delinquency of minors and possession of alcohol by a person 18 to 20 years of age. He was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 cash bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a Nebraska man was arrested early this morning on burglary and other charges following a chase that began with an incident at the Hamburg Lumber Company. Deputies were called to the business in the 1200 block of Main Street at around 1 a.m. for a reported burglary in progress. When they arrived, they located a vehicle near the scene. The vehicle took off, but deputies caught up with it in the 2900 block of Bluff Road north of Hamburg. During the chase, speeds of the suspect vehicle approached 90 miles per hour. When the chase concluded, 40-year-old Chad Jones of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was arrested for reckless driving, burglary in the third degree, and felony drug possession. Jones was being held in the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center on $10,300 bond. Red Oak police say a two-vehicle property damage accident occurred Wednesday morning. The accident involved a teenage driver that was practicing to receive his license and struck a legally parked car, but no one was injured. Just before 11 a.m., the 1999 Mercury Marauder, driven by 19-year-old Colton Goldsmith of Red Oak, left the courthouse and drove about a half a block on East Reed Street and then turned right onto North First Street. A pickup was coming into the intersection as Goldsmith made the turn, and he panicked to get over and swerved toward the curb and struck a legally parked car. The collision occurred with the 2006 Ford 500 mirror first, and then the vehicle sliding down the driver's side and eventually ripping off the front bumper. Both vehicles were able to be driven from the scene. Damages amounted to $5,500 altogether. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department are warning local businesses about fake currency being passed at some businesses. Officials said there have been a few reports of $100 bills that were being used to purchase items on Wednesday. The bills have Japanese or Chinese lettering in pink on the front and on the back of them, and they are unable to be marked upon. Authorities say the fake bills could be purchased online and in any denomination, so it's possible there are other fake bills in circulation. If you have anyone trying to pass these types of bills for U.S. currency, have any information concerning the fake bills, or any questions, you can contact the Red Oak Police Department at their non-emergency number, 712-623-6500. An overloaded electrical cord is believed to have been the cause of a house fire that took place last Thursday morning in Walnut. Walnut Fire Chief Justin Tooley told KJAN News the call about the fire at 408 Pearl Street came in a little after 5 a.m. last Thursday, December 22nd. Tooley said when they got on scene, they found flames coming out of the windows of the home. Two people who were renting the house had escaped safely. The flames had spread to the corner of another house that was only about 5 feet away, according to Tooley. He said also that the fire was knocked down quickly, but the house was a total loss. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two people had been arrested Tuesday night for driving under suspension. 35-year-old Justin Schomburg of Malvern was taken into custody at around 11 p.m., and 35-year-old Colleen Sammons of Hastings was arrested around 9:30 p.m. Tuesday. Their bonds were set at $300 each. In the funeral announcements, Joseph Figenbutz, age 94, of Elliott, died Friday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Figenbutz will be today at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of arrangements. Robert Kramer, age 82, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Robert Kramer will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Lois Hildebrand, age 85, of Oakland, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lois Hildebrand will be this morning at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Laura Nickel, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Laura Nickel will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Darwin Hardesty, age 89, of Corning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Darwin Hardesty will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Melissa Martin, age 50, of Las Vegas, Nevada, and formerly of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Melissa K. Martin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Maxine Hylison, age 87, of Irwin, died Monday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Maxine Hylison will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Irwin Church of Christ. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. John Schumacher, age 91, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for John Schumacher will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. David Doherty III of Atlantic and formerly of Elliott died Monday. Funeral services for David Doherty III will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Angela Gall, age 101 of Erling, died Tuesday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Angela Gall will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rodney Allen Pedersen, age 72 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Rodney Pedersen will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Thomas Tom Merritt, age 84 of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Tom Merritt will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dolores Weisenborn, age 84 of Sac City, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dolores Weisenborn will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Sac City, with the Barber and Ottoman Funeral Home of Sac City in charge of arrangements. Wilma Embry, age 94 of Atlantic and formerly of the Grant and Griswold areas, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life Memorial Luncheon for Wilma Embry will be Sunday at noon at the Griswold Community Center. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Harold Nissen, age 87 of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at Jenny Ed in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harold Nissen are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.